And David said, I hide your word in my heart, that I sin not against you, O Lord.
I think a good question for someone else to answer is in regards to the association of evil. It was always clear when someone had leprosy. They were separated or it was visible. I guess there could be a moment in the beginning of the progress of the disease or the plague where this was not clear. But certainly for us as we walk around and we live here on earth, and especially when you have to associate with those of the world, when you have to. So at work, at school, whatever it may be. How is it that we should... What is the limit to our association with these people? So I go to class with them, or I go to work with them, I eat lunch with them. But where does the association... I mean, it's hard to say there is a line, but it's worth discussing. When is it too close? When is that point where the leprosy has danger of spreading?
I think it was mentioned briefly, the verse in 2 Corinthians about unequal yoke, but I think that is kind of what the line is, and it's when you tie yourself to a common purpose with another person. And the way I've described it, the way I look at it, is when you allow that person to come into your heart and affect the decisions that you make. It's, you have to have association, but you do not have to let someone into your heart to alter the purposes that are there. I mean, you tie yourself, I mean, the most common application for this verse is for a husband and a wife, a man and a woman, but the potential to tie yourself to other people always exists. But the person who I say is my best friend, this is my best friend, he's my brother, you're tying yourself to that person and you're saying, I'm going to go in the same direction as they are. I think there's a fine line when you allow that someone to come in and have an effect onto your own heart.
So is leprosy sin, or is it like different than sin, or like what's the difference? Is there any difference between leprosy and sin? That's kind of my question. The difference, or is it a form of sin, or is it?
That's a very, very good question.
My question is leprosy a form of sin, or is it an extension of sin, or is it like sin, or what's the difference between it, or is it the same? That is my question.
Probably somebody who was here in the first lecture could help us out.
Well, I think it will be very good that, because especially we are in different ages here and different spiritual growth, that each one should define himself. Where am I from the coming of the knowledge of the Lord as my Savior? Am I a saved person, have repented unto God and believed in the perfect work of the Lord Jesus? But I haven't come to this point yet. Because, why this is important, because I think the believer is never a leper. Because we did not go to chapter 14, and chapter 14 you will find the law of the cleansing of the leper. And anyone who has come to the knowledge of the Lord that he died for me and he raised up for my justification, he is a saved person and enjoyed what's in chapter 14. And now we cannot call a believer a leper anymore. But don't forget that as a saved person, you still have the old nature in me. And the activity of that old nature is what we're being warned about today. Because it can appear in our walk as what we have talking about of this manifestation of sin. So it is the activity of the old nature, the working out of self-will, as we have spoken before, that achieve the desire, that what's coming in my life is the desire of my own mind or the lusts of the flesh that can come out. And that's what we're being warned out throughout the day about the leprosy of the body or the head or in the association of the environment that I put myself in that can lead to the appearance of the sin in my life. And this now needs confession and needs to trust that the work of the Lord Jesus as my advocate, that he is in heaven. 1 John 2:1 here applies that if one sin, then let's confess and let's come unto him trusting that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he has atoned. We have that complete atonement there. So leprosy is more of living in sin, that I now naming the sin and not unclean. I'm giving it another name. And living in this and continuing on in this.